Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
San Francisco is responding to President Trump's latest threat, this time in connection with the city's sewer system.
At least one person is killed when a tour bus plunges down a ravine after leaving a concert on the Central Coast. The new details on the frightening crash.
And some much needed good news on the runway repair effort at SFO, when we should finally see an end to all those delays and cancellations.
Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, September 19th. I'm Michelle Griego.
Good morning. I'm Kenny Choi. It is 6 o'clock on the dot. Let's get a check of that Thursday morning forecast. It's looking fantastic out there.
Oh, yeah. A great start to the day as we are looking at clear skies. It's a little chilly out there, so if you're heading out the door for work and school, you might want to grab a jacket first thing this morning as we are looking at those temps. Much cooler compared to yesterday. 57 in Concord right now, 60 in Oakland, 52 for you in San Francisco. Livermore 58 in San Francisco, San Jose at 57, and dropping down to a chilly 48 degrees in Santa Rosa. And even with our Cliff House Ocean Beach camera, clear skies this morning. So those clear skies helping to drop our temperatures this morning. And as we head through the afternoon, enjoy the sunshine. So 68 in San Francisco for a forecast high. Oakland 73, San Jose 76, and 81 for Concord. So temperatures running anywhere from 2 to 4 degrees below average for this time of year. High pressure starting to build in today. We'll talk about the rest of the work week into the weekend coming up. Gianna.
Thank you, Mary. We had a bit of a problem on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. So if you are headed out the door, expect some delays as you work your way across the span. Here's a live look, and CHP did a great job of clearing this out of lanes quickly over to the parking lot. But we're still seeing a lot of flashing lights near the toll plaza. It is reported as an injury accident. Traffic is slow as you approach the toll plaza, backed up to about Castro at this point. So once you get past that, though, you're moving at much better speeds. But just heads up as you head towards the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. A little slow now coming off the East Shore Freeway, heading into Richmond this morning. Elsewhere, if you are working your way on 101 southbound out of San Rafael, traffic pretty light all the way to the Golden Gate Bridge. No delays there. 101, though, coming out of the peninsula, we are getting reports of a broken down vehicle near University, blocking at least that number 2 lane from the left. But looking at our sensors, doesn't look like it's really causing any delays right now. We'll get a look at 880 coming up in minutes. Kenny.
All right. Sounds good, Gianna. Thank you. Just about an hour ago, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency fired the latest shot in the vehicle emissions battle between the Trump administration and California. Andrew Wheeler announced that there will be one nationwide policy with no exceptions for any states.
No state has the authority to opt out of national fuel economy standards, and no state has the authority to set its own fuel economy standards that impact human safety, the environment, and commerce for the rest of the country.
Wheeler went on to say that national standards will be best for the auto industry and consumers. Previously, Governor Gavin Newsom said that the lower national standards have more to do with something else.
It's about the oil industry, period, full stop. It's not about the car manufacturers, not about consumers, it's not about the health, it's not about our economy.
Meanwhile, State Attorney General Javier Becerra plans to take legal action. He has indicated that he will sue the federal government over this issue.
The president wrapped up this week's trip to California by threatening to hit the city of San Francisco with environmental violations. President Trump claimed pollution was flowing into the ocean from the storm sewers, specifically mentioning used needles. City leaders dismissed the claims, calling it nothing but a stunt to rile up his supporters.
There's no EPA violations. This is somebody who doesn't even believe in environmental protection. And so this just sounds like nonsense.
Mayor London Breen called the president's assertions ridiculous and said the city's sewer system ensures all debris from storm drains is filtered out at treatment plants.
I'm Ann Makovic at the live news desk, and we are following the latest on that tour bus crash, the tour bus carrying some crew members from country singer Josh Turner's concert in Paso Robles. One person is dead. A reporter on scene now quoting the CHP saying a driver behind that bus didn't see any brake lights before the bus veered off the road, drove 20 yards through the grass, and then went down an 80-foot embankment there in San Luis Obispo County. Two people were ejected from the bus. One person died, 7 others injured. Now, the CHP at this point don't think that the driver was under the influence of drugs or alcohol, but obviously that investigation continues. This was on Highway 46 near Shandon. And at this point, Turner's concert here in the Bay Area is still on. He is set to play in Rohnert Park on September 24th. Back to you.
A pedestrian struck by a Redwood City police officer is in critical condition this morning. A nearby surveillance camera caught it all. Captured this shot, a man jaywalking across El Camino Real was hit by a patrol car that careened out of control while responding to a call. The road was closed for hours as investigators picked apart the scene. We are told that the man who was hit is out of surgery this morning and is now in the ICU. The officer has been released from the hospital.
A live look at SFO, where repaving work on the runway should be finished by tonight. The airport has announced the entire project is expected to wrap up by 9 p.m., a week ahead of schedule. Passengers should still expect some delays today. More than 2,000 flights were canceled or delayed during the construction. And a live look from the nation's capital, where there is another big reopening today, the Washington Monument. Today, the public is allowed inside for the first time in almost a decade. The structure made out of 100,000 tons of pure marble was once the tallest in the world. It's been closed for most of the last 10 years after suffering significant damage during an earthquake back in 2011. Visitors were inside at the time, leading to some terrifying moments on the 500-foot high observation deck. And now the repairs are finally complete.
And so when those doors open on Thursday, you don't expect them to close again for a few years anytime soon.
They will stay open, and we look forward to probably 500,000 people or so a year.
The monument took this long to reopen because the Park Service didn't have the money. A Baltimore billionaire philanthropist helped out with a donation of more than $10 million.
The government of Bermuda is calling up its military and urging people to stay off the streets as the British Atlantic territory gets pelted by Hurricane Umberto. Authorities ordered the closures of schools, clinics, and government offices. A flash flood emergency is meanwhile in effect for parts of Texas as Tropical Depression Imelda drenches much of the Lone Star State. As we take a live look in Houston this morning, Houston and surrounding cities are getting hit with heavy rainfall right now, as you can see, after tornadoes hit the region yesterday. There are numerous reports of minor damages to cars and homes.
We needed a lot of rain, but we didn't need this much.
The National Weather Service says that Imelda is the first named storm to hit the Houston area since Hurricane Harvey 2 years ago.